Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Christ, another speedy episode.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, good night, whatever's time of day you're in. Thank you for listening in. I'm trying to think of what else we could say. We really don't have a lot of time. You know, this is not fake news.
It's not.
This is the same every single week.
It's not fake news. It's poor time management. Yeah.
I don't know. We got here 4:30 minutes.
We got here at
30 minutes
like 4:50. And we had a slight detour for 11 minutes.
Yeah, and it's 5:43 now, and so we just catch up.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Not mustard, just catch up. Man, bringing out the old man jokes tonight. 24 has not been good to me.
Oh, man. It's only February.
I'm just kidding.
Dylan, how's your week been?
Week's been good. Week's been blessed.
Church word. Nice.
I'm having some work done at my cabin this week. So, by the one and only Sydney Brewington.
Does Sydney listen? Huh? Does Sydney listen?
I don't know, but if Sydney listens, I just gave you a shout out, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Call him for your landscaping needs.
Only in the Cookville area, though.
So, having some work done at the cabin. Work's been good, though. The old 9 to 5, the old 6, 7 to 7. it's good. We're busy. So, that's a good thing. Just running the roads hot.
Actually, I'm winning.
You are. Actually, Jackson runs the roads more than anybody else. But
yeah, my gas bill is the highest.
But now it's been good, and we're just plugging right along. I will say, my team in Vision Basketball, a Church of Christ League basketball thing, we're number one right now. And
jealous.
This is basically like you guys listening to my voice right now. I mean, you're basically listening to LeBron James as a coach.
No,
I'm just kidding. But I am proud of my little basketball team. They won again last night. We had a Tuesday night game. Those are miserable, by the way. I wanted to be anywhere but there. Cause, like, you just work all day, and then you don't really have time to eat dinner because I worked until 6. Didn't really have time to eat dinner. Went and stapled up some wires at my house and then was eating dinner at 9 o'clock last night. Which, if you have Crohn's, anybody, not good. That is not a good mix to eat that late.
Ugh.
So anyway, that's my life right now.
That's really cool, though.
So just keep that in mind. Come out. Let's get a big crowd for the game on Saturday. I don't even know what time it is.
What color are you?
Pink.
Paint your face pink, guys.
I don't even know what time the game is, but be there and be loud. Anyway, I'll turn it over to Jackson.
Be there, be loud. Well, for me, week's been good. It is very repetitive, I would say. It's kind of just like sleep, wake up, work, school, sleep again. So,
but you're almost done.
I am almost done, and honestly, I should say this prayer more often. I am so thankful for this year. This school year has been a million times better than last year. If you were my Vol State teacher last year, you know who you are.
You know.
That was a terrible class. Anywho, but this year's been so much better, really. So, I don't have to rush a lot of the times. Like, last semester, like, I had to work on school during work hours. Like, I had to, or just I was going to be staying up till like 11 o'clock then that night to finish a paper or do something. And it's not like I have bad time management. Like, I would sit down at like 5 o'clock and I would work till pretty much 10 and take like a 30-minute break for food and shower. Just this, that was kind of the flow of the entire year last year. But enough. This year's so much better. That's all that matters.
Proud of Vol State for the improvement. Mm-hmm. And the teachers. So you know who you are.
I mean, rate my professor. I don't know if any college students are listening to this. That is like a lifesaver.
Oh, it's gold.
I mean, I did not do that last year, and that is like my 100%. And I went back and looked up my professors from last year. All of them had bad reviews.
Mm-hmm. It's brutal. Like, I wish they had rate your HVAC company just to see what people would say. But like, if you're a professor, like if I was a professor, because not everybody's going to like you, like naturally.
Right.
I would be mortified to go on there and read reviews about myself if I was a professor. Like, it would hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Well,
not it, really, but if you're a professor, I guess you don't care.
That's true. But I mean, like, it got to the point, like, where I was, like, reading. There was, like, one of my teachers who I just, you know, this sounds terrible, that I just didn't like at all. Just by the way, they were APA format, and if you got one thing wrong, you automatically were getting a 70.
I remember those. You talked to me about it some. I'm like, oh.
Getting, yeah. Automatically, if you got one thing wrong on the format, 75, no matter what else was in your paper.
And why does that matter?
I don't know.
Why does that matter?
And I looked on Rate My Professor, and there was almost too many, or there was not enough negative comments. Mm-hmm. And there was everything in my power for me to go, I made an account just to diss this person. But I didn't. I didn't. I was like, you know what? It's over. They're behind me now. I don't need to worry about that. But yeah, that's just very thankful. That's the message of today. Very thankful.
Last semester. We're proud of you.
I know.
Keep pushing forward.
What is it? February? So I think it ends like first couple of like January, February, March, April.
What do you mean May?
I think it either ends at the end of April or like the very beginning of May. I think so. So all right, January down. February is chugging. It's just 3 more months.
Yep.
Three more.
Speaking of the new year and it being February, is anybody else having a hard time with writing 23 still? I signed a document today and I had to put the date and I put, what was it, 2/7/23, and I just like wrote over the 3 and put a 4. I'm like, I feel like by February you shouldn't be doing that anymore.
You should be like acclimated.
You should be like, your mind should be like, but anyway.
And you can't make that look good.
With that,
like, you can't make that look good.
No.
Like when it was like 2022 and 2023, you can make the 3 out of the 2.
Even a 1 to a 2 looked okay.
Yeah, but you
a
could.
3 to a 4, like.
Does it work?
People read it and they're like, is that dummy?
A dummy. So that anyway, doesn't work.
I just wanted to see if anybody else. Give me a shout out if you're also struggling with that. I'll bet I'll do it tomorrow.
Probably so.
But we'll get into it.
Oh, yeah, no, we should. No, because I could just keep talking. So let's get into it. Proverbs.
We're going to hit you with the. I got 2 verses, one from 19 and one from 20.
Right.
Then he has 2 as well. We hope you read. Yeah. What?
I was just trying to remember what verse you had, and if yours was before mine.
Mine is before yours.
Good. Okay, keep going.
So, but I'm going to get right into it. We hope you're reading along. We hope that you settle in and read chapters 19 and 20. A lot of good wisdom there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you our favorites. And mine, starting in chapter 19, verse 9. It says, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will perish. Snap, that sounds aggressive. But here's what I want to say about this. You know, I don't think, I mean, if you can just lie, like, evilly, shame on you.
Yeah.
I don't know how you people can do that. Like, yeah, I get, like, maybe words get misconstrued, or, like, I'll, like, for me, a lot of times I'll meme one thing, and people take it in a completely different way, and that's just me, because I'm a weirdo, I guess, sometimes. But, like, I could never lie with the intention of knowing that I'm doing evil.
Right.
Like, can a little lie come out, like, by mistake, maybe? Yeah, I mean, I'm just throwing this out here. But, like, let's just say nobody really wakes up, I hope, with the mentality of, like, I'm going to be evil today. And I'm going to lie about Jackson because I want him to suffer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think many people do that. So, like, when you read stuff like this, you're like, that doesn't really apply to me. And because it doesn't apply to me, I don't think I set out to lie each day. Nobody wants that hanging over their head. But let's talk about it this way, especially as Christians. Like, you read this, a false witness will not go unpunished. He who breathes out lies will perish. Let's talk about it as Christians. But then also, just as a human being, I've really tried to learn over the past year. And I've not mastered it, but I'm trying to be better, you know, just being transparent. You know, especially like as a business owner, because that's what I am now. Like as a business owner, as a Christian, just as a person, you're going to mess up. Like you're going to make mistakes. And no matter how big or how small, just be vulnerable about your mistakes. And when you mess up, own it. Don't cover it up. And just trying to learn this idea of vulnerability as a person and transparency. Like, nobody has mastered life. We're all flying by the seat of our pants. I mean, honestly, nobody really has life figured out. I've not in 24 years. And my dad's one of the smartest people that I know, and he's 51 or 2. I don't think he's got it figured out either. But what I'm saying is, yes, most people aren't just belligerent liars. But when you do make mistakes as people, because we are every day, you make a mistake at work, just tell somebody. You know, you make a mistake as a Christian and you hurt somebody by accident, or what, just say, hey, I totally messed that up. You know, that's on me. Nobody's going to fault you for that. And if they do, then that's a whole other issue for a whole other day.
Shame on them.
But I mean, just be vulnerable and be transparent as a person. Don't try to, you know, dig your hole deeper by covering it up and trying to like lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just say, hey, that was my bad. I'm sorry. And move on. You know, and even if you're not a Christian and you're listening to this, just every day of your life, you know, you're going to mess up every single day.
Yeah.
Some days more than others, you know, but don't be that person that never owns up to their mistake.
Right.
And don't be, and because by doing that, you're being a false witness. And that's kind of what I wanted to hit on, was just be transparent. It's okay to be vulnerable and just say, I need to work on this. I'm struggling with this. Don't cover it up, because at the end of the day, we're all here just doing the best that we can.
Yeah.
So that's my rant for verse 9.
Well, yeah, it's like a pride versus humility.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people don't have a lot of humility, and everyone has pride. And so it's prideful, or it would seem more prideful if I didn't own up to my mistakes and just tried to make it seem like I did everything perfect.
Well, here's my thing, and then I'll stop. I hate, and I used to say this, and in the last year, I've developed a hatred, not for a person. I don't hate people, but I hate this phrase, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
False. Wrong. That is, I think I've said that before on here. I think I went on a rant on this Coffee and Christ podcast about that. That's wrong. Don't fake it. Keep trying and fail. Own up to your mistake and then try again.
Right.
Don't fake it. Don't lie. You know, because people read right through. People would rather customers as business owners, people, fellow Christians, they would rather you be like, I messed this up, versus you going all the way out into right field trying to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just, it's false at that point. So,
right.
Don't fake it till you make it. Be vulnerable and transparent.
I like that.
Dylan out.
Dylan out. Dylan out. So my verse that I found interesting was verse 17. It says, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. So when I think of poor, I'm going to take this two ways, because one way I feel like I do better in this area, and one way I do not. So the first way I want to take it in poor is poor almost in spirit, almost like a poor in maybe just your faith, maybe it's, you know, fill in the blank, whatever you think it is, but being poor in that way, having a heart of giving and being generous to that person. Because I think a lot of times, and I heard, I can't remember who said it, but there was this preacher that said it, who he said something about this guy was had a very hard upbringing, caught on drugs, this, that, and the other. He eventually changed his life and gave his life to Christ. He confessed, he was baptized, and after all of that was said and done, he told him on every way he was going to make it. Not every way that he should watch out. Not everything that he should watch out that the devil is trying to do to trick him. He told him of every reason why he was going to make it, why he was going to be successful in his walk with God. And so I just think, when we lead people to Christ, we get them in the water, we get them out, and then we just give them a pat on the butt and say, we'll go on. And then that's it. Something that I'm trying to work on this year is just kind of having that more generous, giving attitude of not only, you know, this verse kind of refers to money, like lending is a money term and being in debt is a money term, but giving, you know, wisdom. Because even though I might not have a lot to give because I'm only 20, there's a lot for me to learn. But for somebody who's just coming out of those waters, I have something to give them. I have something to share, to at least express that desire to love them, to just be generous of giving them, like I said, just wisdom or any kind of advice or something. And even if they're not coming out of the waters, even if they're not Christians, how can I be generous to show God to them, show them Jesus and how to get them there? And because it says that God will repay him, being whoever lends this generous deed, for it, for his deeds. Like, we're going to get this in return. We're not just sticking our neck out here to, you know, care for others. You can put air quotation around that and to hope for something better. We're going to get something better by this. And then the other way I wanted to take this, because I have a problem with this, is poor in the literal sense, like poor people. Like, and I'm asking, this is not just like a, every time I see a poor person, is this verse not telling me, but should this verse speak to me a little more, saying I should give money? Or, because me and Dylan have talked about this, like just one-on-one, not on the podcast, on how, you know, we have trouble just giving money because there's so many ways you can go out and make money. But as a Christian, as a representative of Jesus, the one who preached to these people who were like this, who were poor physically because of their history, you know, with Rome, and poor literally with the spirit, you know, he went to them. He, you know, offered wisdom, what he did. Should I do the same, or do I keep the window up and drive by? And you don't have to have like a straight answer. Well, just what would your opinion
I
be?
I won't give a yes or no. Okay. Because, like, I mean, everybody's opinion is different. But I will say this. Like, my opinion, so don't come at me for it. We're supposed to be Christ-like. And, you know, because I struggle with this. I get mad. I mean, to be transparent, I just talked about that. Like, when I see homeless people, I get angry. Because I'm like, I'm working. Why ain't you? But there's could be other reasons.
Right.
But I think about, you know, Jesus, like you said, helped so many people, but money was never involved.
True. Yeah.
Never.
That makes sense.
And so if I'm trying to be Christ-like, I don't think giving in this sense needs to refer to money.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
No, I see that, yeah.
Because Jesus did so many amazing things, and it never involved money. And the world has put such a negative spin on money.
Right.
And so in my mind, I'm like, if Jesus wasn't worried about it, neither am I. What else can I offer them?
Okay.
Wisdom, guidance, or hey, here's a list of places hiring. You know, you can't lead a horse. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Right.
That's my opinion. Jesus did so many amazing things, and money wasn't involved. I mean, if you feel led to do that, then do it. But I'm not saying you have to do it every time. Okay. I don't.
No, I'll just say that makes sense. But I just, because, you know, here in Cookeville, where one of our supply houses are, it is right by, what is that called? The Mission.
Oh, the Cookeville Rescue Mission.
Cookeville Rescue Mission. And I mean, usually by the time I'm passing through there, which is in the morning, like 8:30, 9 o'clock or so, maybe even earlier, they're walking from the mission
mm-hmm.
back towards Cookeville.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they do, but I'm not going to be like, hey, you know, throw some money at them. But like, should I? Or not should I? I guess this is a very internal conversation I should have. But should I roll down the window and be like, where can I take you?
Yeah.
What can I take you that here?
See, so you can't don't do that.
That is the scary thing. What?
It's
what,
dangerous.
What was that?
You don't know what's gonna. You don't know what people are. And it's sad because the world has the good people suffer because of the bad people, and I'm a believer in that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, maybe they're the best person in the whole world, and they're just on a hard time.
Right.
I'm not gonna offer them a ride.
That's the thing too.
You read so much stuff that happens where you pick up a homeless guy and he carjacks you and murders you and takes your truck and throws you out the window. Like, I'm just saying, you never know what's going to happen.
That's the thing, because I always have that inclination where I'm like, I should offer them a ride. I don't know where they're going, but I should offer them a ride. But then I have this extra thought in my mind where I'm like, what? What ifs?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's
start.
I had this conversation with Andrea.
Flooding.
Andrea is the sweetest, most innocent person, and like just has the best heart.
Yeah.
And she talked about the other day, and I feel bad because I shot her down. But she was like, "I'm gonna pick up a homeless person on my way home," and it was pure kindness.
Right.
It was just her being like, "I want to do a good deed, and I'm gonna offer a homeless person a ride." And Dylan comes across the table, and I said, not literally across the table, but I said in a very stern voice, I was like, don't you dare.
Yeah.
Do not.
Not as a woman.
Do not stop and let anybody in your car. But even as me, like, even as a man.
Yeah.
That carries guns in his vehicle, just letting y'all know, I'm still not going to pick him up.
Yeah.
I'm just not. I mean, and it's sad, but I'm just not. And maybe shame on me for that.
No, I don't think so at all. I just think
about Jesus and his ministry. He didn't have a car.
Right.
He didn't take them anywhere, you know, physically. He helped them where they were, how he could. And it never involved money. That's all I'll say.
No.
That's tough.
No. I think I
also struggle
with it. No, I didn't mean to, like, you know, point you out or anything like that. Yeah. That's just a question I've... Because that's a thought I have a lot. Because we have the mission in, and so we have usually a higher population of homeless people. And I'm like, should I give that man 20? Or should I?
If you feel led to do it, do it.
But that's the thing.
But I'm just going to say it every time.
Yeah.
You know, because nobody can afford to just, well, some people could, not us.
Right. I don't know. Anywho, I found this very interesting, it just because something that I struggle with as well. So that's why I picked 17.
Well, we'll rapid fire to verse chapter 20. Is yours first or mine? I think yours is.
Mine is 11.
Oh, yeah, yours is, yeah.
Okay, so verse 11 says, "Even a child makes himself known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and upright." So I found this just, you know, very interesting because just the first part. Even a child makes himself known by his acts. You know, children, you can tell if they've done something wrong or something good, I would say, but more if something's wrong. If you go into a room where, well, I'll just use an example. Like, I have two nephews. They're twins. They're two boys, and they're only, like, two. So, you know, to give you, set the scene. If I go in there and one of them is crying and the other one is just holding a toy and looking at you, you can usually know what kind of went down. You can put together the scene of how it went down. Because you can tell by, you know, the children know, because they have almost no, what would it be? They have all the innocence conscience. And, yeah, no conscience, really. They, for them, they didn't think it was wrong. They just wanted the toy. But for us, it's, you know, we have the conscience, we have the moral compass. And our actions show that so much more than what usually our words could do. Because you could say a lot of things. You could preach. You could, you know, be singing in front of everyone every Sunday morning. You could preach. You could lead Bible classes. But then as soon as you step out of the walls, if you're, you know, a regular old Joe, is anybody going to know? Is anybody going to know who you follow? Who you are? You know, why you're so happy or why you do what you do in the church? Is people going to know that outside of the church? That's just something that it just really struck with me because that's something that I need to start doing better. Like, yeah, I'm preaching this Sunday, actually. But does anyone that I surround myself with at work who doesn't come to church, do they know that? Do they know why I'm preaching? You know, there's just something that I, that the reason why this stood out to me, because people are going to know who we are, what we believe in, by our actions.
Mm-hmm, you're right. I think we should stop there because we do need to go get ready for our class.
Okay, I guess.
So we hope that you have a great week. We're going to go get ready to teach some munchkins.
Some munchkins.
About the word. So have a great week. Be careful doing whatever you're doing.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you later.
Yep. We love you. Jesus love you.
Bye.